We are a day away from the first Bears football game in forever, so you'd think it'd be damn hard to have anything to complain about. But you'd be wrong. Actually, you'd be pretty right. The proximity of meaningful Bears football makes me so happy I'm almost cracking a smile. Yet the NFL and its broadcast minions seem to be doing everything possible to blunt that excitement. I mean, I sat down on Thursday, like most of the country, eager to savor the appetizer to Sunday's debauched, day-long gluttony of football glory. But I made one critical mistake. I turned on the goddamn pregame show. ESPN, NFLN, CBS, NBCS, BVD, AARP, and the Fox fucking Sports 1. Every bit of it was the worst kind of brain-dead bullshit. But that's to be expected, right? Apparently all the American sports fan wants is ex-ball players laughing at their own shit jokes and arguing some variation of who's more now. This isn't news. But I figured, clearly out of some misguided football withdrawal insanity, that maybe with it being the opening game there might be something of interest in the pregame. But good holy Hare Krishna, it was extra vapid. I forgot they had goddamn kickoff concerts. What the fuck does that have to do with football? The Sunday Night Football song's bad enough. Nothing says time for football like Carrie Underwood or what's-her-name doing singing it. At least Hank Williams with that stupid hat, his rowdy friends, and his crackpot political opinion seems like someone I could actually associate with football. But no matter how dumb it is or how poorly they shoehorn in references to the teams playing that night in the second verse, at least it's just a minute-long irritation. But a half-hour concert from Keith Urban? You know how long I spent surprised the dude from Judge Dredd is a country singer? And then they're finally inside the stadium. The teams are finally ready to come out the tunnel, and it's finally fucking time for football. When they go, "Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ryan Seacrest." Why? Dear, sweet, merciful Yahweh, why? What does Ryan Seacrest add to this event? Nothing. None of the brain-dead soul-suckers who are tuning in for season 10 of American Idol are going to tune into the game for 10 seconds of Seacrest out. And you can't tell me a single fucking football game gives two shits. So what's the goddamn point of that synergistic shit show? And the rain delay coverage. You think after the Super Bowl snafu they'd have some plan in place for that kind of thing? That they'd prep enough talking points to get through 20 unscripted minutes of airtime if they had to? But no. Al Michaels was clearly terrified. Collinsworth just kept doing that awful chuckle of his. And Dan, Harrison, and the Dunge just stood around the field twirling umbrellas like extras and singing in the rain, debating whether or not Flacco's elite. That's why I don't watch the NFL Network offseason or ESPN at all. The only thing that can dampen my love of the NFL apparently is the NFL. I mean, listen, I get it. I'm all shtick too, right? A profane football blog version of the Micro Machine Man. But I can't be lowering the fucking dialogue any lower than the clowns who get paid to talk about the NFL as a career. That's why on Sunday, the pregame on the TVs at Josie's, they're tuned into the Premier League or some shitty Steven Seagal movie. And that's the way I fucking like it. Go Bears. Reverend out.